goal is during this open field, they just want to start on time to do it.
We're going to call the Brule Planning and Zoning meeting to order Wednesday, January 25th. Please turn off all electronic devices. Let's face the flag, while we will read the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Ms. Mary Ann, you call the roll, please.
Steve Perkins, Tyler Thurston, and absent. Rhonda Perro.
Here.
Claudette Purnell.
Here.
Gary Sonia.
Here.
Rosie Stell.
Here.
Joe Thibodeau.
Here.
Jeff Trebass.
Here.
Four of four.
All right, has everybody received a copy of the minutes from last month?
Yes.
Any questions? Do I have a motion?
I move to accept the minutes written.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Rhonda Perro, seconded by Mr. Thibodeau. Okay, we're going on to zoning issues. There's no item submitted, correct, Ms. Mary Ann? Planning. Before we go into the public hearing, Ms. Mary Ann, would you explain why this is on the agenda? This time when it was at the last meeting, you said it could be done administratively?
Okay, we had a situation that came up that created a non-conforming use in a plat was unable to be approved administratively. Mr. Brady is requesting a setback variance for the existing mobile home on the lot. I think it's 33, yeah, 33.
All right. Public hearing, re-subdivision with variance 2635 Elaine Street. Final plat of map showing subdivision of the remaining western portion of lot 33, lots 34 and 35, and a revoked 20-foot ditch right-of-way. Elaine subdivision into lots 33A and 34A for Court Street Development LLC. Public hearing is open.
Y'all made us fall into the game.
Woody Trish, Land Survey. I'm representing Court Street Development LLC. We're asking for a variance tonight on the side setback. The existing mobile home that's on this new created lot is within 7.5 feet of the property line. We're asking for a reduction from a 10-foot to a 7.5-foot side building setback on lot 33A only. If y'all would see by the lot, the the existing mobile home, if we would leave the lots like they were across lot 34. So all we're doing is cleaning up this property. And if the mobile homes ever move, we will comply to all building setbacks.
You were here last month.
Yes, ma'am.
Did Skipper Grady not say this mobile home would be moved?
He said possibly.
I understood he said it was going to be definitely moved.
It may be moved. We're just trying to get the flat. The other one has been removed.
I thought they had two mobile homes last month when the drawing was submitted. Okay, so the one on 34, proposed 34A,
is gone.
Been removed.
Yes, ma'am.
And the one on proposed 33A is still there.
Yes, ma'am.
We're asking for a west property variance setback of 7.5 instead of the required 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyone else? Any questions for Mr. Trish?
Could the mobile home be turned a different direction?
It can be. Anything's possible with a mobile home, or a movable. It's not, a mobile home is a movable.
Well, I know that, but
It's not like a slab-on-grade residence or a house, actually built a house on piers. This is something that can be moved, will probably be moved in the future, and then all building setbacks will be complied with. Plus, we're cleaning up the property. We're making, well, I'm going from three lots to two lots, making it bigger, because one of the lots is only 50 feet. If we go back to the original, like we were, and you put all the setbacks on, I only have a 30-foot lot to build on.
Okay, so the only difference from this map, from the one that we presented last month, all the dimensions on proposed 33A and 34A are exactly the same?
Yes, ma'am, an 80-foot lot and a 99.88-foot lot.
Okay.
Because lot 35 was a 50-foot lot before. We increased it, you know, we increased that portion of property by 30 feet.
You gave that one 30 feet from
right.
35. I mean, from 34, excuse me.
Right.
And then what was
the number
you gave?
And then see, lot 33, there was a sell-off years ago from it, so there was just this little residual. Then you had this 20-foot drainage servitude or right-of-way that has been abandoned, which it is recorded in the courthouse and all that. So they retained title to that, and we just incorporated that into lot 33.
So last month when we met, we were under the impression that it was just going to come in front of you, Joey, and it was just going to be an administrative switch.
Right.
And so now we can't do that because?
Well, I chose not to do it because I did not realize that the trailer was encroaching in the 10-foot side setback.
Gotcha.
And I really don't think it's a wise thing for an administrative move without the review by the Planning Commission and the Council for something that should have been a variance. You know, I mean, it's...
Understand.
I'd be creating a non-conforming user all by myself, me and
gotcha.
Walter, you know, so that's not a good thing. Frankly, last time we were here, I thought everything was kosher, but it brought to my attention that there was by one of the neighbors, that it was too close to the line, so...
Well, what happens if this trailer is eventually moved, we'll still have that 7.5 foot?
Well, yeah, but what Woody said could be added to the plat, you know, that it, at some future time, if it's moved, then it returns to a 10-foot setback. I mean, you can record anything you want, I assume that, you know, what you said could just be added to the plat.
But normal, all we're doing is asking for this variance for this right now. But yeah, sure, I guess you can add it to the plan.
No, but I mean, the answer is it's not going to go back to 10 feet automatically. It's not going to do that.
I guess that.
No, it's not going to do that.
Gotcha.
You got to go by the plan. The plan is a recorded document. I mean, it made somebody build at 10 feet anyway, but you can't. So you wouldn't be able to make them do that. That variance will always be there.
So we would have to add the statement.
Well, if that's what you want, I mean, that's. Typically, you know, typically, and I really didn't want to talk about it, but typically, variances that encroach in a 10-foot, they're frequently granted, but they're granted. Most of the time, every time that I'm aware of, when the major structure on the lot is already built, and somebody wants to build like a shed in their backyard, and the neighbor says, I don't have a problem because there's not going to be another building anywhere near my line ever because I already have my house here, and you're building a shed back there. We've done that, I would say, 8 or 10 times, you know, several times over the time that I've been in office. In this particular case, you're not sure what's going to be on the other side of the property. Let's say the owner of the property sells it to Joe Blow and he decides to put something right at 10 feet, where you got 17.5 feet instead of 20. So that's why this is different. If the house was already on the lot and this variance was like in the back way, there was no fire concern or anything, I'd probably be here saying, well, it's a good idea. But that's not the case in this case. So,
but wouldn't the person who let's say, next year this mobile home is moved, the lot is sold to someone, and they come forward with plans for a house, would they not have to go to the building superintendent or whoever?
Yeah.
And they would have to comply with all the setbacks at that time? This variance would not apply?
Yeah, the setback at that time would be 7.5.
It would not revert back.
We have situations like Brule Oaks and some places that the actual setbacks are part of the plat, they're not exactly 10 feet, but once it's part of an approved plat, then it becomes that. So just as Joe Blow has an R1 lot and walks in the door and says, I want to build something on this lot, you got to comply with it 10 feet, period.
Right.
But
so if this variance is granted, we could say it would be grandfathered, but any other structure that might be built or put there.
Yeah, you got to.
Unless the verbiage on the variance would state.
You could do that, yeah.
That at such time that when the mobile home
is removed,
any such structure shall comply with the latest building.
The variance shall be.
Because that can change.
Yeah.
It can go from 10 to 15, y'all can, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all can change y'all setbacks at any given time.
Now, what you absolutely can't do is you can't say that the setback on the other lot is greater than 10, because that you can't
make it up.
You can't reach into the future and control other people's use of property.
Right.
But I can put that verbiage on that contingency y'all approve this.
We're going to make a recommendation, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
To the council, and the council ultimately approves.
Any other questions for Mr. Trish? Ms. Paulette?
Yes.
Anybody? All right, the public hearing is now closed. What are the wishes of our members? What are the wishes of the members? Do I need a motion?
I made a motion.
Contingent upon it or not?
That if the structure that's currently there is moved.
Back to the original.
They must comply. Well, I wouldn't use 10 feet because, like he says, it could change.
It complies with it.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, I have a motion by Ms. Claudette.
Second.
Second by Ms. Barrow.
I want to tell you to run your meetings, you really need to vote.
Okay, roll call, please.
We just have you come to the meeting for now.
You wouldn't mind that?
Yes.
Roll call, Ms.
It's not going to be Monday. Monday is the 30th. You'll need to follow as well.
Does he have to put it on the plat for the council?
I guess you could. I mean, I was going to save you some trouble. Go ahead. It'd probably be better
if it's on the plat for the other
men.
Thank you. All right. Any other business?
She's going to jump up.
I'm just here to request to be put on the agenda for the next meeting
And who are you?
My name is Paul Orman with Potan Engineers and Surveyors.
Oh, okay.
I'm standing in for Mr. Cletus Longmore. For the specific implementation plan for Harry Laws, the Stonewall Plantation T&D subdivision.
Okay.
I'm just requesting to be on the agenda for the next meeting.
Cletus is on his vacation.
30-year cruise, yes.
Yes.
He's going on for 30 years.
Okay.
Well, we could only hope.
Apparently, one of you.
Is that recording?
Yeah.
Would you please tell him that we would like to schedule that trip to Lafayette to River Ranch?
In Youngville.
Good.
In Youngville.
Yes, no problem.
In Youngville.
Could you give them their copies?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he just said down the Pacific where they had to send the coastal guard to rescue the sick person. I'll ask him to bring the copies tonight to the home of Largo.
For the TND.
Whatever happened to Pat Whaley?
As a public hearing.
She and Mel, they go to Mexico every year for 2 weeks. She's walking down the stairs, she breaks her ankle or leg or something.
I think they're all doing it together.
Yeah.
Now, she's a 30-year veteran nurse. They operated on her, put screws and all, she stayed in the hospital 3 days, went back to the hospital.
Gotcha.
Came back home with the doctor, and you gotta go back and take all the screws out and do it because they didn't line up.
To town crew. So when they start developing, if it gets to that point, it's gonna be all together? The town crew and the parish property?
Well, the very first part they do, if you open up to, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
I think I got one of those already, don't I?
This is a new one.
Oh, it's a new one?
That's a SIP. You have the JIP.
No comment. Just trying to sound obscene.
If you turn to the, I have a map of the preliminary plat of what the first part will be, and all of it will be in a city limits group. Just directly north of the street.
Right.
Twenty block.
Man, I'll have to pay the ink bill for this TND. My God. You see some change at all. Put out to me.
It's a, if you go through this one massive preliminary plat, it's sort of that.
That one. Maybe I'm supposed to know what's much. Maybe I'm supposed to know the answer to this, but why is this coming up? Why is this different from rezoning? I mean, like, why are y'all doing this?
TND?
Yeah.
Well, the TND ordinance specifies that you do a JIP and a SIP.
Yeah, but what is the SIP accomplish and the JIP don't?
The SIP is the preliminary plat.
Yeah, the JIP is the overall project.
Yeah.
The SIP is more like the very first thing we're gonna do. And the very first thing we're gonna do is this part inside the city limits of the group.
Oh, all right.
This part will be built first, and then so on after that. And then once we do another one, we'll implement another SIP for that area.
So we'll be having a public hearing to approve this plat in our next meeting.
Just this plat of the first?
Yes, ma'am.
First phase?
Well, we don't really call it a phase, just yet.
That's the whole thing.
See, I'm confused about it, because I'm wondering how to word my avatar.
And I'm standing in for him, and he's the main person on this project.
I guess I would say first phase.
Yes, ma'am. Well, yes. It's going to be the first phase of the stonewall foundation.
Okay. Thank you.
I have two actually.
I have one citizen.
Don't you turn one in to water and gas?
Yes.
Do you turn one into water and gas also?
Just make your wife go get your paperwork.
I just married.
How long you been with?
I've been there for 6 years with Jane, this one. I know, and I got a feeling that will come up.
We don't submit to water and gas at Harry, you know, you said this.
Whatever the order is.
Order says, just ordinance says fire department, I'm supposed to hand it over.
Well, it said both of them. We got in trouble last time, because I had to get Jim Rills to put together a memo for me.
That's right.
That's right, that is right.
Water.
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 Water, and you said fire.
I said water and gas.
You said gas.
I'll give them my copy and then I'll get another.
Well, I got some there.
Okay.
I'll be gone till Monday.
Is there any other business?
Where's he going? It's not candy.
Only thing is, next is the bylaws, do you want to talk about that?
Oh, okay. Each one of you got a copy of the bylaws that Mr. Don Neeser and Joey went over? I think that was Port Allen's that you went over.
It was, actually, Allen and New Roads, they were the same.
Okay, all right, so, just look at them and we can change some things, because there are some things that we can change.
It's a draft, any better wording or anything you want to add, subtract, just say so.
Take out your red pen to make corrections.
Already did that.
Ms. Booth already did that?
No.
No, I took out my red pen, I got my red pen always cocked and ready.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, you always did that before.
And I had a note on here, election of offices, but I guess we'll wait till.
Well, we're not going to do that until we actually adopt these bylaws. Okay, all right, anything else?
We don't have any laws to follow.
Yeah, okay, we don't have to vote.
Yeah, you don't have to vote, that's right.
Okay, if there's no other business, I need a motion to adjourn.
I make the motion.
Motion by Mr. Travassos, second line, Mr. Thibodeau.
I'll see y'all. You know, I'm going to town.
On favor?
Yeah, okay.
Nice meeting you.
Nice seeing you again.
You too.